Each of the four Gospels is a little bit like a piece of music. Begins with a movement of overture, a movement that invites us into the mood and the themes that the Gospel is all about. The Gospel that we just read from, the Gospel of Matthew, is no different. The first two chapters, like the first two chapters in the Gospel of Luke, tell us about the infancy stories, that the narratives about the birth of Jesus, to set the scene for what will unfold through the rest of the Gospel. Mark is much shorter, it's only a few lines. And then in the Gospel of John, we have that opening prologue that again beautifully crafts together this whole sense of what we are to expect as we read the rest of these stories. So this theme for Matthew, he's wanting us to know about the fact that the Gospel is not just for the Jewish people. We think that Matthew's Gospel was written in the town of Antioch in Syria, probably in the mid-70s. The Gospel of Mark already existed. It was written in Rome, probably in the mid-60s, after the death of Peter and Paul. And there was this impulse, okay, the apostles are now suddenly an endangered species. We need to get the stories about Jesus written down. We need to know these stories so that we can share them and tell the next generation about the wonderful words and deeds and life and ministry of Jesus. So Matthew writes for a different community. A community in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 11, we hear that it was at Antioch that followers of Jesus were first called Christians. And so they're a community that is mixed. A lot of Gentiles, people that are new to the faith, people that are coming from different nations, but also Jewish followers, people who believe that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. And so these different communities are coming together. And as we know, whenever there are different communities coming together, there are tensions. And so there are tensions certainly present there in Antioch. So Matthew has this foundational story about others, about these people who are totally different from the Jewish community. You couldn't get anybody more different than the Magoi, these Magi, these wise men, as the Jerusalem Bible translates it. They're foreigners, they're from the East, they're people who study the movement of the star and the moon and the planets. Very different from the ordinary practices of the Jewish people. And so Matthew is wanting us to understand that this way of Jesus is already breaking in and opening up to different communities. Everyone is welcome at this community. Everyone is able to find a place here in this presence. And for us, I think as we begin this new year, it's important to remember that we are a Catholic church. We are a church that is universal, that is open to all kinds of different people, different communities. But we are only truly Catholic when we're able to express that and live that reality. We're not Catholic just when we follow a certain series of doctrines or rules or regulations. We're only truly Catholic when we do embrace fundamentally this place of welcome, when we embrace the difference, when we allow ourselves to be molded and fashioned and shaped by all those around us. At times in the past, that was much easier. But in 2022, there's this radically new and different reality that we face. People that are afraid to come to church because of the realities of the Omicron variant of coronavirus. There are people that are no longer feel at home or feel welcomed in the Catholic community. And so there needs to be this sense that we are broken and wounded by this reality. And Matthew, in setting this story of these foreign magi coming to offer their worship to this little child, remind us that we have something beautiful to offer in the person of Jesus. It struck me during the week as I was praying through this text, what did Jesus have to offer to these foreign visitors? He's just a little baby, no more than 2 years old, who's not able to engage in conversation. They aren't able to talk to him. They're not able to gain any wisdom from him. They're not able to interact in any way. He isn't a person of influence. They're not going to receive anything in return from their visit. And yet still they come. Still they bring the very best of what they have to offer to Jesus. even though there's nothing that they receive in return. In fact, they put themselves at fear and at risk of their lives, that King Herod might have a go at them and might attack them. And so it's this place of vulnerability that the Magi kind of represent. They come bringing the best of themselves and reminding us that we also can share in this offering of our gifts. The gold might be simple and easy. We kind of know what that represents. It represents, you know, the very best of our work and our productivity and all that we can offer to God. And we're kind of natural and comfortable in offering the gold to the Lord in our worship. Well, the frankincense represents our prayers and the incense and the whole sense of what we can do spiritually. And again, that can feel very natural and easy to offer. But the myrrh was the ointment that they used for a burial. You know, it's one of those sweet-smelling fragrances that you use to cover the stench of death and decay that is not pleasant and is not helpful. And myrrh feels a little bit more challenging to be able to present the realities of our brokenness and woundedness and dysfunction. And yet it's right here at the center of the gospel, in the center of these offerings that are being made, that we're presented and invited to bring the best and the worst of us. That we can only be a Christian community, a community that is truly Catholic, that truly welcomes both Jew and Gentile, those who are part of the family and those who are struggling to be part of the family. When we bring all that we have, when we bring the best that we have to offer, and we bring the parts that we're ashamed of, parts that we're not that comfortable with, parts that we might struggle with. 2022 presents to us an opportunity to grow in the parish mission, to grow in that sense of becoming more deeply a community that lives the reality of lives that are broken and yet gifted, lives that are able to be molded and shaped by the goodness and wonder of God's love being present among us. We come from different communities. We come from different backgrounds. My own background is I was born here in this country, the seventh generation since my family arrived, you know, good Irish peasant stock that came and settled on the south coast of New South Wales back in the early 1800s. But that doesn't make it, you know, any different or better or worse than any other reality or any other experience. We all have our stories. Mine is as the youngest of five children. My older siblings are all married. Well, I've got 17 nieces and nephews, and two of my nephews and nieces have had children of their own, so I've become a great uncle. And I know that I'm a really great uncle, twice over now, and the third one on the way, due in a couple of months. So this sense of the different realities and natures that we are as we gather as a community, people coming from different backgrounds and communities that together have to be represented. And we bring it all. We offer it all. We are united by all of this. But to the extent that we continue to lack, when there are still people that are not part of this community, people that no longer feel welcome, people that no longer feel connected, we need to sorrow and weep and feel sorry for them. We need to offer that myrrh of bitterness, that offering of that experience of things that are still not complete. As we long for this community to truly be a Catholic Church, a community that truly welcomes, a community that truly embraces, a community that is able to receive and allow all people to be gathered together. Let's pray that we will be a people of mission. Let's pray that we will be people that share the greatest treasure that we have received, our faith, our life, our encounter with the living God that we've met and befriended in Jesus. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be part of our lives. He wants to share this life and this goodness with us. But we also need to share and offer that with others. So in 2022, let's be a community and a people that are committed to that mission, committed to that sense of sharing our gifts, sharing our woundedness, sharing our brokenness, sharing our dysfunction, sharing all that we have in our treasures, in all of that we have in our community, to share our life, to share our love, but to be friends of God and friends with Jesus so deeply and so powerfully that we naturally just want to share and overflow that love and that life with all those around us.